This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. UML chairman KP Sharma Oli appeals against party split. Former lawmaker Hari Shankar Misra appointed as chief of province too. And American President Joe Biden defends messy U.S. pullout from Afghanistan. Now, the news in detail. CPN UML chairman KP Sharma Oli has appealed to all leaders and cadres to stand firm against efforts intended to split the party. Issuing an appeal late night on Monday, Chairman Oli called on the party leaders, cadres, members of the House of Representatives and of National Assembly to be united against party breakup. Likewise, CPN UML has called for a meeting of the party's standing committee and parliamentary party today to discuss the latest political situation that has risen with the prorogation of the federal parliament. The UML Standing Committee meeting is scheduled for 11 a.m. and the Parliamentary Party at 3 p.m. today. Meanwhile, UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has also appealed to the party leaders and cadres for party unity, saying an ordinance could come any time for splitting the party. The meeting of the Nepal-India Joint Monitoring Mechanism has reviewed various projects implemented in Nepal with Indian assistance. The meeting also discussed the progress of the projects and concluded to address the problems during the implementation in time. According to a statement issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the meeting discussed the progress of the project and the need to take steps to solve the problems. The Nepali delegation was led by Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Paudyal and the Indian delegation was led by Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Binay Mohan Quatra. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has appointed Hari Shankar Misra of Mahottari, the chief of province too. The head of the state, on the recommendation of the government, appointed Misra on the post of province chief today in accordance with the Article 163(2) of the Constitution. The August 16 meeting of the Council of Ministers decided to recommend Misra for the post of province 2 chief. Prior to this, the President relieved Rajesh Jha from the post of provincial chief of province 2 on Monday as per the government's recommendation. The office of the President said in a press statement today, Jha was removed from the post of post in accordance with the Article 165(1)(b) of the Constitution. After the recent incident in Afghanistan, 134 Nepalese have requested to be rescued. According to Foreign Ministry spokesperson Sewa Lamsal, 134 Nepalese in Afghanistan and their families have contacted for rescue. Likewise, the government of Nepal has already begun rescuing the Nepalese in Afghanistan. According to Ministry of Foreign Affairs, a total of 118 Nepalese were flown home in a chartered flight from Kabul to Nepal via Kuwait this morning. Writing a post on Twitter today, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs shared it was the first phase of rescue operation for the Nepalese in Afghanistan. Earlier, the government had formed a task force on Sunday to find out the condition of Nepalese in Afghanistan due to the recent developments. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at some places of the Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. American President Joe Biden has said he stands squarely behind the U.S. exit from Afghanistan as he faces withering criticism over the Taliban's lightning conquest of the war-torn country. He said that despite the messy pullout, there was never a good time to withdraw the U.S. forces. On Sunday, the Taliban declared victory after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani fled and his government collapsed. The militants' return to rule brings an end to almost 20 years of U.S.-led coalition's presence in the country. Rescue workers are rushing to locate survivors of the deadly earthquake that struck Haiti on Saturday as a tropical storm hit the Caribbean nation. At least 1,419 people are known to have died in 7.2 magnitude quake. More than 6,900 were injured. An unknown number is still missing. Tropical depression Grace is expected to dump up to 25 centimeters of rainfall over the worst affected area. It is feared the deluge could trigger landslides. Social media footage showed heavy rain pouring over the island's east, with the quake hit west next in its path. Facebook says it has banned the Taliban and all contents supporting it from its platform, as it considers the group to be a terrorist organization. The company says it has a dedicated team of Afghan experts to monitor and remove content linked to the group. For years, the Taliban has used social media to spread its message. Facebook highlighted that the policy applies to all of its platform, including its flagship social media network, Instagram and WhatsApp. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli appeals against party split. Former lawmaker Hari Shankar Misra appointed as Chief of Province 2. And American President Joe Biden defends messy U.S. pullout from Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.